Welcome to
NPL
Rocking
Radio Station.
Hi, I'm Ruby.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we're going to be interviewing Dominic, the poet.
So how did you start your job?
I started my job as a poet by entering poetry competitions. So I met other people who were doing poems as a job. And I realised that they'd made their reputation by winning loads of things. So I entered lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of competitions. Now, at first, I didn't win any, but I kept on trying. I didn't give up. I thought, why are other people winning competitions and not me? I could have been a really bad loser about it. I could have got really angry and jealous, but I didn't. I thought, can I improve as a poet? Can I do better poems than I'm doing now? And I kept learning, I kept reading, and I did go on to win competitions. Now I've won competitions all over the world, and I'm really happy that I get to write poems and say poems every day as a job.
How old is you when you first wanted to be a poet?
I remember when I was in year three, a poem that I wrote went up on the wall and I was so proud. I thought, oh, I wish I could do this every day. And I wanted to do it as a job, but I didn't really think I would.
So how are you enjoying it as a poet?
I think it's the best thing in the world. I love the fact that I get to meet so many people, like meet you two today. It's brilliant. And I get to sometimes go to other countries and meet children there. And it's really fun. I really enjoy it.
Do you have fun when you're doing your job?
Oh, I think I can't think of anything more fun. And if you can make something that you enjoy this much, something you do for money, well, that's a brilliant thing. I don't know if you girls have ever met an adult who complains about working, because I've met loads. I meet adults all the time who go, oh, I hate Mondays. Oh, when's it going to be the weekend? And that's not me. I really enjoy what I do as a job. And if you can find something you enjoy to do as a job, I think that's the best thing you can do.
What countries have you been to when doing poets?
I have said my poems all over Australia. I've said my poems around New Zealand. I was a month in each of those places. I was also a month in India. Been to the USA, Canada, France, Germany, and Amsterdam.
So now we're going to put on a little bit of music.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to NPL Rocking Radio.
It makes everybody happy with music.
So get on your beat and dance to the beat.
Beep.
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 Yeah.
When you're doing poems, does, like, the outside world, like, help you, like, to inspire you?
Oh, well, good question. Sometimes I take inspiration from the outside world. Like, I might write about something I really love, like a place or an activity or a person. But often I write from my imagination. I take ideas of things that wouldn't normally go together and put them together to come up with something really strange and weird. Hopefully something that will make people laugh.
How many poems have you wrote?
Ooh, lots, and loads of them are not very good. But I keep trying. Even if I write a poem and I've spent ages writing it and I look at it at the end and think, oh, this isn't as good as ones I've written before, I think, well, you know, keep on trying. So not every poem I write makes it into a book. Not everyone gets published. So I've lost count of how many I've written. Millions and billions and trillions, or maybe not that many, but nearly that many.
If you had to choose, what would be your favourite, writing a book or writing poems?
Oh gosh. I think my favourite is actually, my favourite thing to do is performing the poems once they're finished. I'm very proud of looking at the books and seeing them all neat and printed in black and white. That's amazing. But when I get to say them and see the faces of the people who are hearing me say it, that's like the final step. That's the part I enjoy most.
Have you been to any other schools and performed your poems?
Oh yeah, I perform not only in schools but also in theatres and art centres, and sometimes at big festivals don't only have music. Often they get poets on to say poetry to the people there. It's a really brilliant thing.
Well, thank you for answering these questions. Now we're going to put on some more music.